Bank of Cardiff, this is Steve. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2411-4301-0055-0765.
765. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just pulling up your file here real quick. All right. Is this a jet terminal?
It is.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Rudolin Richards.
Okay. And are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So I'm just going to confirm some of the information that we have here on the file. And then I'll give you, we can go over some of the things and, you know, answer any questions that you might have. All right. What's a good phone number, actually, just in case we get disconnected for you?
Okay.
Yeah, do you have a good phone number that you can give me that in case we get disconnected?
Oh, no, I apologize. Yeah.
That's all right. 801?
721-9526.
801-721-9526?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. Can you just verify your address for me? I think it's the mailing address.
Mailing address is P.O. Box 235, Hanover, Utah, 84033.
Okay. And do you have an email?
rrichens@aol.com.
@AOL. Okay. And then if you just want to, what's the structure of the company? Is that a LLC, sole prop, S corp?
C corp.
C corp?
Uh-huh.
All right. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since about 84.
So quite a while. All right, cool. All right, well, you know, we have many programs depending on what your specific needs are, so please let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
I just need operating capital for about 6 months.
Okay, for about 6 months? Okay, cool. What are you looking to do the money with? What are you using the money for?
Just stay up on payrolls and fund 2 projects that I'm doing.
Oh, very nice. Okay. When is the... When's the payroll due?
Every 2 weeks.
Okay, cool. How much are...
And then just business expenses, you know.
Sure, yeah, okay.
What would you guys say up to 250? What would you loan with what you see?
Well, the way that working capital loans work, it's unsecured cash loans. Have you worked with working capital before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So it's an unsecured cash loan. Typically, they do go up to 3 years, but for the first time, you know, customers, you know, I'm going to be honest, it's usually about the 3 to 24 months, but you said you're only looking for like 6 months, so that's perfectly fine.
Well, what I do is I'd go out 24 if they do that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, more than likely. I mean, sure. Okay.
Or even two.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So short-term loan, unsecured cash, that's the thing with it. Now, how much are you looking for? I know that the thing that you're holding is that the 250 is what you got pre-approved for, right?
Is that pre-approved?
Yeah, so it's only two?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a pre-approval. So that's just based off of your initial look into the business. What I'm here to do is to qualify you for the most amount possible and the longest term, or, you know, whatever term you're looking for on that. That's the thing I can do for you.
That'd be better, yeah.
Okay. How much are you looking for, just so I can get an idea of what you're looking for? How much?
If you go 250, that'd be great, but I'm looking for at least two.
Okay, at least two? Okay. Perfect. Okay. And do you have a specific time of when you need it?
As soon as possible.
ASAP, you got it. Okay. Now, the way it works, too, with the working capital, we do, it does free up about 10 to 15% off of your gross annual sales. That's what we can usually do. So for example, what were your gross annual sales like last year?
I was 2 million.
2 million? Perfect. Okay. And are you guys on track for, what are you guys on track for this year?
At least that.
Okay. So about the same?
Yeah.
Cool. Are you guys trying to grow? Just curious.
Yes, we are trying to grow really a little bit fast. Actually, it was 2.2 last year.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Trying to bring on any new employees or anything like that?
Yeah, we've actually got a contractor we're doing in Phoenix right now. It's close to $1 million. We just did another contract in Oakland's about 60,000, somewhere around there. Then we're doing a lot of work back east.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right on. Okay. Sorry, I'm just taking some hand notes here. Okay, and how long have you...
What kind of interest rate you guys talking and stuff, too?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll get all into that. With the rates, you got to remember that these are unsecured cash loans, so it goes directly into your account. Now, with it being unsecured, it's going to be a little bit more risky, so it might be a little bit more expensive than your traditional bank that you go to, you know, for a typical loan, because that's collateralized.
Right.
Now, that being said, it all depends on a bunch of factors. Like I said, you know, we take a look at your bank statements, make sure you have cash flowing, your sales, your gross annual sales, which is amazing, and... You know, a lot of people think that credit is involved in capital loans. It's a little part of it. Like, we do have to take a look at it, but it's more based off of your gross annual sales. We assume that you, if you have the cash flow, then we assume you can, you know, cash flow the note. So that's the nice thing about it. Now, I can't give out a single number. The reason I can't do that is because I don't want to give you a number and then it come back and be completely different, and then I just lose all credibility. You know what I mean? My whole thing is that we get you approved. I'm going to get you qualified for the best program out there. So the nice thing is that you get to be able to take a look at it. If you don't like whatever you're seeing, you don't have to pull the trigger on it. That's the cool thing about it. Let's see here. How long have you guys been in business? Oh, you said since 84, that's right?
84.
Yeah, okay. All right. Cool. Do you guys, if you were to get the 250, I know that's what you were looking to get, you know, the most amount. Are you going to use that for anything else, like around the job or around the site?
Oh, yeah, it'd be, you know, for equipment rental, credit card abuse, stuff like that.
Perfect. Awesome. How would you rate your credit anyways? Would you grade that good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think my credit, I'm not sure it should be right now, so yeah, I think it's good. I've been late on a couple American Express payments because of a partner, but not because of myself. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hung it to me here.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm looking to get a loan. Yeah. I've paid off a lot, you know, when the economy went down. Obviously, business went down, but
sure,
we've never defaulted on a loan, ever. Mm-hmm. Typically, never been late on anything.
Okay. Do you have like a rough...
A month, I've had a few. Rough what?
I was just going to say, do you have like a rough number, maybe, that you know what your score is at? Doesn't have to be completely accurate, but just around.
I know.
Okay.
High, low 7, maybe, I don't know.
Okay, no worries.
I don't show myself a lot of income, but I do have a lot of assets, you know.
Sure, perfect.
Whether that plays into it or not, I'm sure it does, but I run everything through my business, so I don't show myself making much income.
Okay, I gotcha. Hey man, that's what you gotta do sometimes. Now, you said partners. Do you mean your business partner, or?
Well, it's a guy that we're trying to set up a business partnership with back east. I'm letting you use some of my accounts, and he's kind of killed them for me.
Okay. The only reason I ask is because you are the 100% owner, right, of Jet Terminal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Shouldn't see here, 100%. And you don't? Do you have any other working capital loans out right now?
I've got access to. Well, I've got probably 50,000, 40,000, about 45,000 in a line of credit. I have access to. I have outstanding invoices that I'm waiting to come in. Probably about 200,000. Well, probably more than that, actually.
Okay.
Still working on some, but you know, I've got a lot of outstanding invoices.
Okay, but nothing like capital loans, right? You said you never worked with these before, so that's okay.
No.
Okay, perfect. And have you gone to your local bank? Do you have a normal bank that you usually use?
I have not gone to them, no.
Okay, just curious, who is that? Is that?
First Bank. It's called First Bank.
First Bank? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that who you have a line of credit with?
No.
Okay.
I got in trouble when the economy crashed about 6-7 years ago. I had about a $900,000 line of credit with them, but
oh wow,
I paid back. But I haven't been back to them for any more lines of credit.
Okay. I gotcha.
But you know, I paid it off when the economy was crap. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just curious, how did you get into the industry? I'm just, what do you guys do? You guys are contractors, I know, but what do you guys specialize in?
Airport construction.
Oh, wow.
I install the tunnels that you walk down to get on airplanes called jetway.
Yeah, the jetways, okay.
Yeah, I install those all over.
Oh, wow. Do you ever, wow, that's pretty amazing. You work with, like, the international airports and stuff? Like,
No, I just didn't. Finished up a project in LAX. I'm doing a project in Phoenix for American right now. It will last a year to complete it. The job I'm doing in Oakland is for Oakland Airport Turner Construction, if you ever heard of them.
Do those guys usually put you like on a net 60 or net 90 or anything like that? Like, how long does a normal job take?
Turner has killed me. Last year, I just did the LAX project, and I still have 35 outstanding unresolved invoices over a year old.
Oh, wow.
Typically 100 days on a payout on my submittals on a contract.
Yeah.
They're horrible. They're absolutely horrible.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, it is.
What do you do to compete with that?
What do you mean? Just to make
you
it
keep,
work? You mean?
Yeah, to keep the cash flow, yeah.
I just work at it. Watch it.
There you go. That's what I say. How did you get into the business? That's a pretty interesting business.
Well, they're manufactured in Ogden, Utah.
Yeah.
One of the jetways are, then they're shipped all over the world from there.
Man, you've been doing it for quite a while. How'd you get into it?
The guy that works for me now used to be the head bidding guy for him for 30 years, come to work for me. But he helped me get into it when I first got started. And I've just been doing it ever since, you know. Travel, love traveling.
Hey, me too, man. I was in the Navy, so I've been like 13 countries or something like that, so... I know what you mean, man. Traveling's cool.
Yeah, I know. It's hard on family.
It can be, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What happens if you don't get this loan? Are you going to be in dire straits?
No.
Okay. I always ask that question just because I need to get a better picture on that.
I mean, I have access to some other money, but I don't want to use it.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay, so, you know, it sounds like, you know, you need this money pretty, you know, like you said, ASAP. You know, working capital loan, like I said, I'll get you qualified for the most amount. longest term possible, and you know, we can go from there. You know, our paperwork is very light. Oh, just out of curiosity too, were you looking for any kind of like equipment? Do you have any kind of equipment needs as well while we're doing all this?
No, I rent all my equipment.
You rent it all?
I travel from city to city.
Yeah, okay. Oh, is it just because it's hard to transport, I guess? I guess that makes sense.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. Yeah, so like I was saying, our paperwork is very light. Why don't we get this ball rolling? I will send you an email with a list of things I'll need. It's really short. It's just the one-page application, the 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and your 2015 tax return. You have the 2015?
Business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Those three things.
First page, you need the whole thing.
I would say do the whole thing, just so that way we can get a better look at the whole picture. That's what I just always go for that, just because it's helped in the past with customers who don't send in the whole thing and they end up having to send it in anyway. So I just tell them to do the whole thing. Yeah, and then we'll go from there, and I'll get you qualified. Do you think you could get that paperwork in to me today? I mean, at least the application. That way, I can get a better look at what we're looking to do here.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Well, let's do that then. I just want to confirm your email though. It's R. Richards. Richardson.
R. Richards. R. I. C. H. I. N. S.
Okay. R-I-C-H-I-N-S. R at AOL. Okay. Perfect. All right. So let me send you that, Rulon, and you should get that in about 10 minutes, and then work on that. Get the application back to me, and I can get you an answer here pretty fast. I actually have a meeting today with my underwriter, so.
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, Rulon. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.